If there are any Taco Bell Chihuahuas listening, we need you to talk to your boss.
You're listening to Heather and Wicket. Mornings 6 to 10 a.m. on Laser 103.3.
Because right now, Tucson is snubbing us, and Des Moines clearly is going to follow because we are ripe for this promotion, Wicket.
Taco Bell has announced the Taco Lovers Pass. 30 days, between $5 and $10. For 30 days, you can get a taco every day. Mm. Or if you pay the $10 version, you can get maybe something a little nicer. Maybe a soft taco supreme. Maybe a Doritos Locos taco supreme. Ooh. You get one a day for 30 days. It's only in Tucson.
17 locations in Tucson, though. If anyone's streaming us
in Tucson,
laser1033.com or free in your app store in Tucson, we're a little jealous of you right now.
So let's say it's $5. Mm-hmm. $5 a month. Is it worth it to you to
yes.
do $5? Here's the thing, though.
Because you go five times and it's paid for.
Do you go to Taco Bell five times in a month?
I would.
See, I'm torn on this. I love Taco Bell. I'm hashtag team hard shell, by the way. I love Taco Bell. But I'm not going for just a taco. You know what I mean?
Here's the thing I like about Taco Bell. When I was in high school, I worked at a Taco Bell Pizza Hut combo.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so clean, and I loved the way all of the meats came in pretty small packages, so okay. everything was relatively fresh. And so often you hear stories of people that work in fast food, and they're not so nice stories, but I felt very confident for the rest of my life eating at Taco Bell because I worked there and it was so well run and I just loved the way they did things.
I need four tacos. All right? I need three or four tacos to fill me up. One taco's not doing it. All right? So this is not the deal it sounds like it is because you get a taco. Like you mentioned, Panera does this or has done this in the past, and you get free coffee for a month for $10 or whatever. It's not free, but it's your subscription coffee, right?
Okay, so I just learned about this, and I'm curious if you have any intel, 244-1033, because in this same article, they're talking about how it's not a new idea,
mm-mm.
how Panera apparently launched a version of unlimited coffee and tea for $8.99 a month.
But that's cool. See, now that makes sense because sometimes you're like, I just want a coffee, right? You know, you're a caffeine addict.
Always.
But you just want a coffee. I'm going to go in. I'm going to get my coffee. Odds are that's all I'm going to get at Panera, especially in the morning. Maybe I'll get a bagel, whatever.
Oh, their bagels are so good.
But if I go to Taco Bell, I'm not getting one taco because I'm not a six-year-old kid. All right, I'm a 40-year-old man. I'm a man, I'm 40, I'm going to get a meal. So what this is doing, they have come up with an algorithm, they have come up with math that says, if we give people $5 a month and they get a free taco, the odds are they're just going to add that to whatever they would normally buy. Or they're going to buy a meal and add it. This is not the deal that I want it to be. I don't love this as much as when we first talked about it. Because I'm not going for just a taco. You're not like, I'm going to go to the drive-thru, pull up the app, order off the secret menu, get my one taco, wait in line for 10 minutes, get for one taco. I'm still going to be hungry by the time I finish that taco. But it does save you a buck, I guess, if you do go to Taco Bell five times a month. It does save you a buck if you put the free taco on the meal that you buy. Does that make sense?
I think that it's great for anyone that has, one kid. I know that's not you, Wicket.
God,
one kid.
I love my children.
You got your kids' meals covered. I know it's maybe not the most complete meal, but, mm-hmm. you know, if your kids, I don't know anything about kids, so I'm blanketing here.
Here we go.
But
parenting advice from Heather on Laser.
From what I know of my friends with kids, they go on these streaks where all they'll eat is macaroni and cheese. All they'll eat is a hot dog cut just so. So maybe you've got a kid and all they're willing to eat is that spicy potato burrito thing.
What is that thing doing on the list? You get the Doritos taco, the soft taco, the taco supreme, and the spicy potato soft taco. Who's
right.
going out of their way to order a spicy potato soft taco?
But maybe that's your kid and you're like, well, that's all they'll eat. They throw everything against the wall. That's great for that parent. So, I don't know. I think it's great. And I have a little more self-control than you, Wicket.
Probably. Like, I can't just get one taco. They're so good. I want five. I will honestly, if it's a football game day, there are times I will go get the 12-pack and just sit and eat tacos from that 12-pack of tacos all day. Who's having one taco? You know, and the question is, why are they doing this? Are taco sales, are they going down? Are taco sales slipping? You know who you don't see doing this? Starbucks. You know why?
Well,
because Starbucks line is full of people ready to pay $9 for a cup of coffee, and I'm in that line right behind Heather.
Starbucks does have rewards, though, as does Caribou, which I take advantage
of
both.
Yeah.
And I can't help but wonder, Wicket, I mean, have you always had this voracity for all the tacos?
Yes.
Or is this a euphemism because you've been married for a while, and you're like, give me all the tacos!
Hashtag give me all the tacos. That's it. It's the cheapest thing on their menu that actually, the cinnamon twists I think are cheaper, but it's the cheapest thing on their menu that actually has some substance to it is just a taco. I feel like this is a cheap ploy to get you. It's like when you go to a grocery store and they're like, hey, if you buy this expensive item, this like $20 steak, we'll give you 10 cents off a gallon of gas. Yeah, but I got to spend $20 to get the steak to then save $3 on gas. Like they know what they're doing.
Obviously. But you also know what they're doing, so you can work with them.
Right.
By the way, we see you on the phones. Hold on, we'll be right with you.
244-1033. Are you all about the Taco Bell subscription service? Are there other food services we don't know about that are giving you subscriptions?
Yes, help
us. Like Panera.
Laser, hello.
Morning, Heather.
Hi.
What's up?
Yep, you guys.
I'm here too.
Yep, I tell you what, man, you get me smiling and laughing because you guys, you're two crazy people. Yeah, it's a good crazy. I love listening to you guys every morning when I come back up from Missouri and head back to Davenport, Iowa. This is Rich, by the way, your trucker.
Yes.
Well, thanks, Rich. Appreciate that.
Thank you, Rich.
Oh, hell yeah. But, Heather, you were talking about you used to work at Taco Bell.
Yeah.
You know what? I have not eaten at a Taco Bell since 1991.
Okay.
You are missing out, my friend.
I used to work as a welder out in Bluegrass, Iowa.
Aww.
And we used to have a cat, the house cat of the building. And a bunch of us guys had all kinds of taco from Taco Bell, food and stuff like that. This cat was a picky eater. He would not eat any of the leftover Taco Bell stuff. And I kind of thought, well, you know what? If that cat is not going to eat that Taco Bell, I ain't eating Taco Bell no more. And I haven't, from to this day, have not ate at a Taco Bell.
Rich.
Even though, like, Wicket, you talk about some of the tacos and stuff. Oh, I love their commercials. They make my mouth water and that. But, hey, I like going home and make my own tacos.
I get it, but when you're on a road trip from Kansas City to Davenport, you don't have time to make your own tacos. You stop at a Taco Bell. You drive across the border, you should make a run for the border.
Well, Taco Bell's...
Well, see, that's why I got a microwave in here.
You have a microwave in your truck?
Yes, I do. A microwave, refrigerator.
Well, hang on. You're not making your own tacos with a microwave in a big rig.
I bring the taco stuff with me, and then I can just heat the meat up, and then I got the shells and that stuff.
That rig is an abundance of riches in multiple ways, Rich.
God.
But also, you mentioned that you used to be a welder. Shout out to anyone who has or currently welds, because that is an art. It's dangerous, and the welders of the world are unappreciated.
Definitely. And my last welding job that I had was the day of 9/11.
Oh, my.
Wow.
And at my partner and I were on our way from Boston to Hartford, Connecticut, the morning of that 9/11 attack. And if we would have been 2 days sooner on our run, we would have actually been going across the George Washington Bridge that morning right there in New York.
Oh,
my God.
So the good Lord upstairs was watching over my buddy and I.
Wow.
But TIG welding is a specialty. We worked on liquid sugar tanks for Domino Pizza is what we built.
Wow.
You know, Rich, what I like about when you call, I never have any effing clue where the call is going to go, because we've talked about microwaved egg rolls, Taco Bell, 9/11, and welding. Like, I this is a call, man.
Yeah, you can't jump in it too quickly there. You're quick-witted, but you're not that quick.
Well, one of the best things I ever learned in my radio career about interviewing people is let the guest talk. You are... it's unlike any other caller we've got, Rich.
And you're so sober, too. Normally, when we trip and fall into an Alice in Wonderland scheme such as this, the person is on a 3-day bender, but no, not you.
No.
You're driving trucks.
Right.
Hey, this is what I do daily at 11 o'clock at night to about 11 o'clock in the morning.
Whew.
5 days a week.
That is a shift right there.
it's a shift right now.
Holy shift.
All right. Well, hey, you know what? You two have a great day. God bless you both. Take care.
You too.
You too,
Rich.
Thanks, man.
Bye-bye.
Wiki, you look like you need a nap after that call.
That was a lot. Love, Rich, man. That was a lot.